Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, December 14th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Well, as we predicted in early September, and I played you that soundbite, I'm not going to play it again. The autumn was going to be really rough for President Biden, and it has been really rough. Approval numbers are in the 30s. Trump is beating him in all the polls. The economy is, you know, coming up a bit in a macro sense, but people are still paying far too much for essentials. And it goes on and on and on. Southern border, Putin, Israel, Hamas, never ends. But perhaps the worst thing for Joe Biden is Hunter Biden, his own son. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So as you know, Hunter Biden was subpoenaed to sit for a deposition in front of the House Oversight Committee. He defied that subpoena. He showed up. We showed it last night. We're going to show you a little bit of it in a moment. Arrogant, very arrogant. Basically said, I'm not answering the subpoena. I'm not going to do that. Now, his father, the president of the United States, had to know he was going to defy the subpoena. Had to know it. All right? Yet, if it were me and I'm the president, I'd say, you got to sit for that deposition. So do you. Can't have people defying legal subpoenas. I mean, and if you do, you got to pay a price. Okay. So Hunter shows up and he says, not answering questions. I'll do it publicly. I'll do it the way I want. Here's the soundbite. Go.
Here I am, Mr. Chairman, taking up your offer when you said we can bring these people in for depositions or committee hearings, whichever they choose. Well, I've chosen. I am here to testify at a public hearing today to answer any of the committee's legitimate questions.
That's not your call, Zeke. Zeke, a nickname. Okay, if they issue a subpoena, you got to answer the subpoena. Okay, no, I'm not doing it. I'm Hunter Biden. So I'm sitting there going, this is absurd, totally ridiculous. And the rest of the diatribe that Hunter Biden put forth was he's the victim, witch hunt, MAGA, Republicans. Hey, look, Zeke, tens of millions of dollars flowed to you, tens of millions of dollars, while your father was vice president and you were riding around on taxpayer expense on Air Force Two. We can't tell, we the people, what you did to earn any of that money. The fact is, you didn't do anything. And if you did, let's see what it is presented to us. So we have a right to know if you, Hunter Biden, sold influence. Because that is illegal. Your father had to know what you were doing. There isn't a father on earth whose son is amassing tens of millions of dollars. He doesn't know that. He had to know. He's on the plane with you many times, China, Europe, all over the place. But he said, oh, I never talked to my son about this. Oh, no, 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 no. Come on. You know, come on. So you have to answer questions in front of the congressional committee. That's what it's about. If the congressional committee didn't care about this, this country would be more corrupt than it is now. Because not one Democrat, not one in the House of Representatives voted to investigate what you, Hunter Biden, were doing. How you got the money. Democrat Party doesn't want to know. They don't care to know. That representing the folks, that good for the United States? Yeah, go ahead, do it. No, it's not. All right, so Republicans, because this is a partisan issue, obviously, every Republican voted, by the way, in the House to hold Hunter Biden and Joe Biden accountable and investigate what the situation is. Every Republican voted for, every Democrat voted against. Here's what the head of the Oversight Committee said. Go.
So the House Oversight and House Judiciary Committee are conducting this credible investigation that an overwhelming majority of Americans want. We have specific questions for the president's son. He does not get to dictate the terms of this subpoena.
Correct. He does not. But seems to be okay with the president of the United States. Here's what his spokesperson said. Go.
Look, you know, the president was certainly familiar with what his son was going to say. And I think what you saw was from the heart from his son. And you've heard me say this. You've heard the president say this. When it comes to the president and the first lady, they are proud of him continuing to rebuild his life. They are proud of their son.
So they're proud the son defied the congressional subpoena. Okay. Yet another reason not to vote for Joe Biden or the Democratic Party. I don't know how many reasons you need, but we're proud. Hunter doesn't answer. So what? Now, I'm not going to get into personal stuff, but I will tell you this. If my son amassed tens of millions of dollars, I'd want to know exactly how he did it. And if he were using a government jet to do that, I would say we are reimbursing the government for every cent of that. And if he lied about it, and if he defied a subpoena, he'd be hanging from his ankles from a tree in the front yard of my home. Okay? But apparently, my standards are not Joe Biden's standards. Let's just leave it that way. Now, the exact same thing, and I mean the exact same thing, happened to Steve Bannon, Trump's main guy. So on September 23rd, 2021, Steve Bannon was issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee to testify about things that happened within the Trump administration. He refused. Bannon would not answer the subpoena. He was indicted, federal grand jury. Okay, I made a mistake. I thought the FBI arrested him, but the FBI did not arrest him. Bannon turned himself in. Okay, so he went through the process. Bannon did, said, I'm not guilty. They had a court case, a jury. Jury said, you are guilty, Steve. And the judge sentenced him to 4 months in prison, fined him $6,500. Bannon appealed. That appeal is still underway. It's more than a year. It was some illness and a part of some of the attorneys or whatever, but that appeal should have been heard a long time ago. Now, Bannon's going to lose the appeal. He's going to have to serve the 4 months. Okay? Now, Merrick Garland has to do the same thing to Hunter Biden. I know some of you will say, oh, no, 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 he has to. Because if he doesn't, if Hunter Biden isn't indicted by the Justice Department and prosecuted, then the House of Representatives will certainly impeach Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland's butt's on the line. Okay, they'll impeach him. Will they get a conviction? No, but they'll embarrass him. He's already embarrassed. Why do you think there are new charges against Hunter Biden? 9 new charges, 3 felonies, 6 misdemeanors on evasion of taxes. Why do you think that is? Think Merrick Garland wanted to do that? He didn't want to do it. He had to do it. the pressure was so immense on him. And now he's got another situation. You do this to Bannon, you got to do it to Hunter, because it's exactly the same. So that's going to play out. All of this hurts President Biden. All of it. Every time Hunter Biden's name is mentioned and tens of millions of dollars are mentioned, suspicion falls on Joe Biden. Now, maybe that's not fair, okay? Because it is true there has been no public evidence set forth that Joe Biden did anything wrong. And Senator Chuck Grassley, all right, stated that yesterday. Go.
And I'm going to just follow the facts where they are. And the facts haven't taken me to that point where I can say that the president's guilty of anything.
That's true. And I admire Grassley, a Republican, for saying it. But you don't stop an investigation. Obviously, you continue it to see, you know, as an American, not just a journalist, but I don't. If Joe Biden alleges that he, the president of the United States, lent his brother and son money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, well, all you got to do is show us the check you wrote or the wire transfer, and then it's over. Then you lent them the money, they paid you back. Now, legally, you had to pay, you had to charge them some interest, but you could show that too. Yeah. And the Democrats, I don't care. We don't care. It's fine. But Grassley is saying, at this point in history, you couldn't convict Joe Biden of anything, and you couldn't. But 2 months down the road, you might be able to. And that's what they fear, that Joe Biden, President Biden, did take money from his brother and his son. But it has not yet been demonstrated. All right. So this story is now turning the liberal corporate media upside down because they see the danger here down the road. Doesn't really matter. The forces that prop up the Democratic Party are not going to stop propping it up. Roll the tape.
House Republicans have voted to approve an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, even though they admit there is no evidence to impeach him. Guys, come on. That's kind of step one. Thank you all for coming to our wedding today. The ceremony will begin shortly, just as soon as I find a bride.
Well, they're cowards. You know, I think you can fairly say of the so-called moderate Republicans in the House, they're always there when you don't need them. Yeah. But when there's actually something of consequence, they cave.
Now, Schiff, you expect it, all right, that he's intellectually dishonest all day long. Colbert is more interesting to me. CBS pays Colbert to just spout liberal propaganda. That's all he does. He's not funny. Very few people watch him as compared to the former hosts. And he goes, there's no evidence to impeach him. This is what Colbert said to his audience. His audience is a bunch of SEALs. They don't know anything. Okay. There's not an impeachment here, Steve. It's an inquiry. It's an investigation. Well, no evidence. See, you gather evidence by investigating. That's how you do that. It's just so blatantly stupid. Yet, day in and day out, what do you see? And that's a memo. Okay, let's get to Joe Biden's schedule today. He made some remarks to lower prescription drugs. I hope he does that. That would be good for everybody. And that's all he did. Okay. Now, tomorrow, he's going to have lunch with Kamala Harris. Oh, I'd love to be there. Wouldn't you love to be on that? Invisible, though. Oh, I'd like to be invisible there. Just, boy, oh, I love that. And then on Saturday, he's going to go to Delaware. Now, I don't know if he's coming back next week or not. If he does, it'll be to raise money, but it's Christmas time. You know that. Okay, so as I mentioned, the inquiry vote, 221 to 212 party lines, you would expect that because we're in the middle of a cultural and political civil war in this country. This is the second civil war. It's underway right now. And next November, the presidential vote will tell the tale who's going to win. That's how important next year is. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, so the House, tomorrow, it's sayonara. They're done, and they're back into their districts, and so is the, and they won't be back till January 9th. See, I work harder than they do, a lot harder. And then the Senate leaves tomorrow as well, back January 8th. So nothing's going to get done. But what about this compromise between the Biden administration and the Republicans over border Ukraine, Israel? Where does that stand? Thank you for asking. This will get done in early January. The Biden administration has to make compromises on the border. It has to do something because Biden's numbers are cratering so low. So they will. Whether they'll enforce it or not, nobody knows. I have no confidence in the Biden administration do anything ever. Okay, that's why I'm going to. And I never tell anybody who I vote for, but I could never possibly pull a lever for Joe Biden under any circumstances. Okay. And then the money will go to Ukraine and Israel so they can defend themselves. That will happen, but it'll happen in January. Supreme Court is going to hear whether Donald Trump, this is very confusing and I don't want to be wrong. But essentially, here's what it is. And the Supreme Court doesn't come back to January either, but the Trump lawyers have to submit briefs on the 20th of December. Essentially, Trump is charged with four counts of conspiracy to prevent the election from being carried out. That's it, four counts of conspiracy. Trump's lawyers say you can't do that. Because number one, Trump was president at the time and he was doing what he thought was right. Okay? So you can't charge him because he's president, he's doing what he thought he was right. Trump believes then and now that the election was a fraud. That's what he believes. And he's entitled in the Constitution to believe that. Hasn't proven it, hasn't come close to proving it, but that's what he believes. Second is that this has already been adjudicated by impeachment. And he was found not guilty in the Senate. Can't try him twice, double jeopardy. That's what the Supreme Court is saying. Whether opinion can be used to drive a conspiracy criminal charge. You can't. So what Smith, the special prosecutor, has to do is show the Supreme Court in his briefs that it was more than opinion on Trump's part. That he did certain things to stop, all right, the transfer of power. Now, I'm sure one of the arguments is going to be Mike Pence, the vice president, and Trump was telling him, don't certify the electoral votes. You guys remember that. But Pence went over and certified the electoral votes. Trump didn't stop him, right? Didn't have the U.S. Marshals grab him. He just said, I don't think you should do it. That's an opinion. However, not trying this case on television or radio. I'm just giving you both sides of the story. All right, let's go to Boston. So my second home, as many of you know, I attended Boston University. I attended Harvard. I worked for Channel 5 in Boston, Channel 7 in Boston. My mother has a degree from Boston University. We have big Boston ties. I know Boston as well as anybody knows Boston. Boston has a far left mayor, all right? A woman named Michelle Wu. And, you know, Boston's a progressive town, and there's Michelle. So Michelle sends out Christmas party invitations. However, the Christmas party itself is only for people of color. no white people. Now, Michelle didn't think that would get public. I don't know why, but it did. And now everybody's yelling at Michelle. What is this segregated Christmas party? White people can't go? And the answer is no. You weren't invited if you're white. So why is anybody surprised? That's my question. Why are you surprised? The progressive movement, of which Michelle Wu is a big part, hates white men, despises white men, don't want to be anywhere near a white man, and some white women who like the white men, I guess. I don't know where that line is, but I know white men are evil. That's the patriarchy, okay? White men. So now Michelle Wu has to explain herself. Go.
I think we've had individual conversations with everyone so people understand that it was truly just an honest mistake that went out in typing the email field. And I look forward to celebrating with everyone at the holiday parties that we will have besides this one as well.
Yeah, so now she says, we're having other parties where if you're white, you can go. But that's not the point, Ms. Mayor. Why are you having a segregated party for anybody? That's not America. That's not E pluribus unum, the Latin, okay? Out of many, one. No, you're segregating your city. Now, as somebody who covered the busing fiasco in the 1970s in Boston when I was a very young reporter, now you're going back to that, but it's the other side. Not good. Okay, anti-Semitism. On Monday, Bernie Goldberg is going to come on, talk about his personal anti-Semitic experiences, if any. Right after that, we have Bishop Robert Barron, perhaps the most articulate Catholic spokesperson in America. It's going to be a fascinating program on Monday. Just give you a heads up. Okay, so the House approved Resolution H.R. 927, condemning testimony from the three college presidents, MIT, Harvard, and Penn, that would not say calling for genocide of Jews violated their school policies. This is how insane this is. So the House voted 303 to 126 to condemn the president's rhetoric of the three schools because they wouldn't condemn the genocide comments. All right, 125 Democrats oppose that resolution. No Republicans. I said earlier in the program, I just can't support this party. And I used to vote Democrat, not down the line, but now I can't vote for any of them. This is so crazy. So, as some of you know, I'm an alumnus of Harvard. Okay. So the president there, Claudine Gay, is under fire because she was terrible in front of the House committee. And she's surviving because the Board of Trustees at Harvard go, we like her because she's an uber progressive. They love her. But now there's a discussion that the only reason that President Gay is under scrutiny at all and that getting a pass from the trustees is because of her skin color. CNN, of course. Go.
She is being singled out as someone who is only surviving because of her race. What did you make of that?
Well, it's racist. I mean, no one has produced a shred of evidence that shows that the sole qualification President Gay had was that she is a black woman. That's insulting. It defies logic. And the fact that of those presidents who all came under intense scrutiny, that only one has been called out as a so-called diversity or affirmative action hire just speaks to what black women in this country have gone through historically and continue to go through every day.
All right. So the President Penn, who was fired, is white. All right. There was no skin color discussion there. But because President Gay is black, all kinds of skin color discussion, just so you know. Senator Joe Manchin taking a 2-month tour of the country and says that when he finishes, he'll decide whether to run for president on a third party. So this is getting pretty late for Manchin. You know, I don't know if he can put that campaign together. But my question was, who's paying for this? His 2-month jaunt, going everywhere. He'll get some media attention. We don't know. I suspect he has a campaign fund, Manchin, okay? Because he was a senator of West Virginia. He's got, suspect the campaign fund is paying for this. I think Manchin is basically an honest guy. If he does decide to run, which again, get pretty late, he'll hurt Biden. So look for the media to cripple Joe Manchin. Okay, you wait and see. The attacks against him will start to mount. Because if he gets in, RFK Jr. is hurting Biden a little bit, about 2 points. Manchin will hurt him 7-8 points if he gets in. Smart Life. So this is one of our most successful projects, the Smart Life segment on the No Spin News. And sometimes I use concierge members' letters to make a point, and I'm going to do that tonight. So concierge membership means that you have a special email that goes directly to me, and you can discuss with me anything that you want. And I will try to help you, number one. And number two, advise you on matters that I can't directly get involved with. And number three, basically answer any questions about the news or my take on it, give you a personal answer. It's an insurance policy for your life. It is very inexpensive. You sign up, you get a free book. There's no reason not to sign up for BillO'Reilly.com concierge membership because down the road, you're probably going to need us. Everything that we do in the concierge program is confidential. Okay, your name will never be mentioned ever in any context. Smart Life today. So I get a letter from a very nice woman. I can tell by the tone of the letter and the way it's written. Okay, this woman is suffering because Christmas is coming up, and there are millions of Americans in this very same position. They're apprehensive. Tense. The reason that she is apprehensive is because her sister-in-law doesn't like her. All right? And her sister-in-law is the steward of the two grandchildren, which the woman adores, whom the woman adores. All right? As most grandparents do. The sister-in-law, not given access that much to the grandma. Okay, so they're all getting together on Christmas, and this woman is very fearful. So here's what I told her. I said, no, you are not going to convince your sister-in-law to like you, number one. Accept it. There may be many reasons, jealousy among them. A lot of jealousy in families, a lot. But there's no way that you're going to sit down with her on a one-on-one and have her like you. Not going to happen. So what you have to do is, number one, talk to your son, the man who's married to your sister-in-law, in a very kind, gentle way, and say, I'm a little upset because I'd like to have a good relationship with Naomi or whoever it is, and most of all, I want to have access to my grandchildren. What do you recommend? Ask your son for his recommendation. Now, he may be a waffle guy. He may be a weakling, and you might not get any satisfaction. Okay? But that's step number one. And then you ask him to keep the conversation confidential. He may not. But there's nothing wrong with you talking to your son about a family situation. Okay? So that's where you start. Maybe if he's a real man, he could help. I could broker this, but maybe he can't. So let's assume that the son isn't able to do anything. You still have everybody over, and you're kind to everybody. You act the same. No snippy stuff, none of this. You don't have to cozy up to the daughter-in-law. You just be kind, nice. That's all. And of course, the grandchildren, you smother them with Christmas stuff. You try to make them as happy as you can make them. That's what you do. Now, if the sister-in-law insults you, which she very might do, you ignore it. It's like that Star Wars shield. You just put it out there, boo, 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 boo. Doesn't matter what she says. If she tries to embarrass you, then you have to pull your son aside and say, look, can you, for the sake of Christmas and the children, can you put an end to this? You have to do that. But you got to overlook. And I know it's hard. It's easy for me to say, all right? I know it is. But you have to conduct yourself. You have to elevate. You now being everybody, smart life. You have to elevate above the pettiness, as hard as it is. Look, my natural instinct, and you know this for watching me for 25 years, is to snap back, to hit them right between the eyes, all right? Don't take any guff. And a lot of times that's the way to do it, but not in these family things. No. It's like you have to be very disciplined, K-I-N-D, even in the face when the other person isn't, all right? That's a smart life. And I hope it works out for every family this Christmas. It should be a very, very relaxing, fun time. Okay, Concierge Membership, hope you check that out. Safest and most dangerous countries, 2024. Here are the safest. Iceland, very safe, except for the volcano. Gotta watch out for that. Luxembourg, it's like seven streets long, Luxembourg. Nice little place, big castle. Norway, safe. Switzerland, safe. Denmark, safe. Been to all those countries, they're all worth visiting. Five most dangerous countries. South Sudan, most dangerous. I don't know anybody who's going there, by the way. Afghanistan, been there, very dangerous. Syria, been there, very dangerous. Libya, no, I haven't been there. Somalia, no, I haven't been there. I wouldn't go to any of them, ever. None of those countries ever would I go to unless I had to, all right? So I had to cover the Afghan war, so I went. Would I go back? If I had to. But nobody's going to any of those places. I'm going to give you some dangerous countries that everybody's going to. Everybody, I mean, you know. Mexico. You know, watch your butt there. I won't go anyway because I think the government's corrupt and I'm not going to help them. Central America, with the exception of Belize. Belize looks to me to be under control. I wouldn't be hanging out in Belize City, but the resorts look pretty well on. Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, forget it. Honduras, forget it. Costa Rica, everybody, oh, Costa Rica, you gotta watch your butt. Panama, same thing. Watch it. In the Caribbean, you gotta watch yourself in Jamaica. You can stay in the resorts, all inclusive, that's fine. Watch yourself. This day in history, December 14th, 1916, a racist bill came on Woodrow Wilson's desk and he vetoed it. It was called the Asiatic Barred Zone and stopped Chinese workers, laborers from coming to the USA along with a lot of other countries. Okay? Thailand, called Siam then, Myanmar, Burma then. Dutch East Indies, on and on and on and on. So the Congress didn't want people coming to the United States from those countries. In addition, they didn't want, quote, alcoholics, anarchists, criminals, convicts, epileptics, feeble-minded persons, idiots, this is in writing, illiterates, imbeciles, insane person, paupers, persons affected with contagious disease, psychopaths, radicals, polygamists, prostitutes, and vagrants. It's all in the bill. If you were any of those, you couldn't come here. Wilson vetoes it. They override his veto. So it's unbelievable. I'm researching a book on the president's house. So February 5th, 1917, he vetoed it today, December 14th. Congress overrode it, and the Immigration Act of 1917 was put into law, and they kept it till 1965. Who was in law? Nobody enforced it. It was on the books. This day in history. All right, mail and a funny final thought starring Jesse Waters coming up. All right, let's go to the mail. Lena, concierge member, I hope. Biden's entire presidency has been staged and choreographed and given questions and answers since he became president. He's told which journalists to pick, and a few nervy journalists can punch through, but not many. That's kind of accurate, I would say. I would. David, concierge member, I'm glad, Bill, you mentioned News Nation today. They appear to be the only network that attempts anything near fair recitation of the day's events. I'm enjoying my experience at News Nation. It was on last night with Cuomo. You guys should check it out. I'm on Monday with Leland Vittert, ex-Fox guy, and Wednesday with Cuomo. Eddie Garcia, Douglasville, Georgia. No doubt the media is biased against the former president. That would be Trump. Where is Bob Woodward's book, Excoriating Joe Biden? That's an interesting question. Woodward couldn't write a book like that because he's the executive editor of the Washington Post. He's some editor there. He couldn't write a book about Biden's failures, and then he wouldn't get invited to any parties in D.C. Tanya, concierge member, all colleges are now covering their butts by releasing statements renouncing threats against Jews. I have two kids in very prestigious schools. Both of them sent me statements that their colleges released the day after October 7th, and all of them were wishy-washy. Brown, no exception. Brown did the right thing on the demonstrations, as we reported yesterday. But Michael Rivard, Mentone, Alabama. Mr. O, can you please tell us what President James Buchanan could have done to prevent the Civil War? I will tell you in the book, Confronting the Presidents, which will come out next September, but briefly, the South was defying the federal government violently, and Buchanan sat there and did nothing. Federal troops were in Fort Sumter, South Carolina. Okay? They needed food and ammo. Buchanan wouldn't send it. The Confederate rebels who were leading this secession movement saw the weakness, emboldened it. Lincoln came in, war was a fait accompli. Buchanan, the worst president of all time. Charles Malin, West Point, Utah. Hunter Biden has checked off the boxes as a liar and cheat. I wonder if he will run for political office. And then Charles goes on to say, I'm 76, and thank you for the verbal nudge regarding fitness. I am buying smaller pants. I haven't felt this good in a year. Just walk as much as you can, knock the sugar down, and you'll be far healthier. Just those two simple things. I'm a simple man. Lisa Preston, Douglas, Georgia. I've read most of the Killing books, really enjoyed them, but I really liked Killing the Witches. I learned a lot. Looking forward to the next Killing book. The next book is going to be Confronting the Presidents, but I'm glad you are reading, Lisa. And the No Spin Elves are standing by to send you Christmas gifts that you will love, all right? The Big Bundle, 13 Killing Books. There it is. You order that, you get a free download of my live performance on Long Island with Sid Rosenberg. You'll love that. This is our best Christmas gift. Then we've got all kinds of other stuff for you. Crazy Horses on sale, Killing the Witches and Killers Together, U.S. United States of Trump at a Christmas ornament, on and on and on and on. Look, this is really will save you a lot of money. People like me like the books, go get it. But here's the most important thing. Ground shipping, okay, that cuts off on Monday. But you can still get the stuff on two-day shipping till December 20th. But this weekend, this is it. You got to get everything in. Get the gift cards, concierge membership, and premium membership. Get free books for every gift card. Okay? Easy, right there. You get the concierge membership and a book. You can give away one or the other. Keep the whatever you want. We're making it easy for you. And remember, buying stuff from the BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store helps us because we are independent. Okay? The stronger we get financially, the more stuff we can do for you. Okay, word of the day, nobatology. B-A-T-T-O-L-O-G-Y. I'm going to give you the definition of this word because I didn't even know it. Betology is using the same phrases over and over and over, like awesome, okay? Like deep dive, like it is what it is. That's betology. Don't do it. Back with a final thought in a moment. All right, here is a final thought of the day. I was working yesterday at 5 o'clock when The Five was on the Fox News channel. I got a call. Waters is touting Killing the Witches. Roll the tape.
I was reading the O'Reilly book, Killing the Witches, which is amazing. And you can kind of see how it all starts. It was this frenzy driven by young people. Young women were freaking out and going like this and labeling women. And then without any due process, the preacher or the sheriff would then hang them. And if you said you weren't a witch, that meant you were. And then they'd kill you. And behind the scenes, a lot of it, when they were fingering these women, was because they wanted to steal their land.
Very good assessment by Waters. In Salem, there were a lot of widows. And the widows would get the land when their husbands died. And a bunch of the women who were hanged by the judges and clerics in Salem had a lot of land. And when they were convicted of being a witch, the land went to the town and they divvied it up. So Waters got it. And it was nice to see them discuss Killing the Witches on The Five. We appreciated that very much. Book's a phenomenon. And I'm very pleased. Martin Newgard and I put a lot of work into the book. And it's nice to see it pay off. We're approaching now 300,000 in sales. We might hit that by New Year's. Phenomenal in this day and age when a lot of people don't read anymore. And you'll like the book. I mean, no matter what. No politics in the book. But the cancel culture and lack of due process is here today in this country. And that's why I wrote Killing the Witches. Because the witch hunt, as Donald Trump reminds us in every speech, is a reality in America today. We trace the whole arc. Okay, I'll have a new column on Sunday that I think you're going to like. We will be back next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then it's Christmas time for everybody. We're going to have really good shows next week, year-enders. And we really appreciate you watching, listening, going to BillO'Reilly.com, all of that. And we'll see you again on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.